From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen, where a Sunni Arab-led coalition is conducting airstrikes against Shiite rebels. In a speech Thursday in Washington, Mr. Ban warned Yemen was in flames and said the only resolution was for all sides to stop hostilities and take part in negotiations. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is rejecting fresh accusations that his forces used chemical weapons, including chlorine, on civilians and others in the country's civil war. Human Rights Watch this week said it has evidence that strongly suggests Damascus used toxic chemicals in several deadly barrel bomb attacks in Idlib province last month. Western rights groups and governments have repeatedly accused the Assad government of using chemical weapons on civilians, a charge that is denied by Damascus. In an interview published Friday, President Assad dismissed such accusations as propaganda against Syria. Votes are being counted in Sudan after 4 days of casting ballots in national elections this week, a process troubled by poor turnout and an opposition boycott of the polls. While results are not expected until later in the month, they are expected to include victories for incumbent President Omar al-Bashir and his ruling National Congress Party because of the opposition boycott. The 3-day voting period that began Monday was extended into Thursday to make up for poor turnout earlier in the week. The chair of the National Electoral Commission, Mukhtar al-Assam, said President Bashir is likely to win the presidential vote, although if he does not get more than 50%, a second round will be held. This is VOA News. Russia has warned that the presence of foreign military personnel could destabilize the situation in Ukraine after U.S. paratroopers arrived this week to train Ukrainian soldiers. A spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters Friday that instructors from third countries besides Russia or Ukraine could upset the situation in Ukraine's east. A Chinese court has sentenced a journalist to 7 years in prison for leaking an internal Communist Party document to a foreign website, according to her lawyer on Friday. The 71-year-old Gao Yu, who was tried behind closed doors in Beijing last November, was convicted of providing state secrets to foreign contacts. She's denied the charges. The document warned against the spread of Western democracy, universal values, civil rights, and press freedom, which the party considers threats to its rule. Observers suggest a confession shown on Chinese television with her face blurred was forced. Rafael Drozevsky is the first secretary for political affairs at the EU delegation in Beijing.
The EU delegation is deeply concerned about the verdict handed down to veteran journalist Gao Yu. And this sentence has heightened our general concern over the situation of human rights defenders in China, including journalists and bloggers who have been prosecuted for expressing their views or exercising their right to information.
Gao's lawyers indicated they will appeal the sentence. Following new satellite photos that show China has made rapid progress in building an airstrip in the South China Sea suitable for military use, the Philippine president says the dispute is a global problem because of its proximity to crucial shipping lanes. Simone Orendine reports.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino said Friday China's work expanding 7 outcroppings in the Spratly Islands into artificial islands is not just a regional problem. He says it is the world's problem because 40% of global trade passes through the South China Sea. IHS Jane's Defense Weekly published this week images from late March of a runway taking shape on the reclaimed section of Fiery Cross Reef. The security analysis publication also says images show artificial islands on Subi Reef being strung together through dredging that could form another airstrip. China says it has sovereignty over nearly all of the South China Sea's islands and waters. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Hundreds of mourners gathered at Germany's Cologne Cathedral for a memorial service honoring the people who died in the crash of a Germanwings jet last month in the Alps. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.